Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions, which I have lots of today in my little pot. So let's have a look and see what your questions are. First one comes from Sarah. Can my arms and wrists have a different undertone to my face? The answer to this is yes. And this is why ignore all the stuff that you can see written about looking at your wrists and the colours of your veins to find out your colouring. Because I have discovered over the years that sometimes people's faces are a different colour to their arms, particularly as they get older. Because we often wear sunscreen on our face, wear hats and all those sorts of things that protect our face from the sun, but not do the same things for our arms, which may get more and more tanned over the years. And also too, as we age, you'll find that the skin on your face may cool down. And I've seen this a few times where the face is cool, but the arms are warm. This is generally the way it goes. It's not usually the other way around. It's not usually a warm face and cool arms, unless you've done fake tan on your face, but not on your arms. That would make it the other way around. But I have definitely seen cool faces and warm arms. So then advice would be to wear silver jewelry around your face and gold around your hands and arms if you want to do that sort of thing, if it really matters to you. But this is why I really don't look at wrists and hands, because this gets a lot more sun than our face does on the whole. And so therefore the colouring can be a little bit different. I've also had a client and she had done some skin bleaching, and this had changed her from being warm colouring to cool colouring on her face, but her arms were still warm again. So she was younger, she was actually in her 20s, and she had changed her colouring from being warm to cool with the skin bleaching. So there you go. Can be different depending on just a few little factors. Okay, next question. I'm gonna get a really big fat one. Silky said, until now I have tried to find individual colours that suit me after having read your posts on contrast levels. I suppose that I should think in colour combinations, not just individual pieces. So instead of, does this blue suit me, saying something like, if I buy a light blouse, I need a darker jacket to wear with it to have enough value contrast, or if I buy a neutral jacket, I need a colored blouse to meet my color contrast. Are there any tips on how to plan a color scheme for a wardrobe or a capsule? This is a really good thing to think about. So when you are buying clothes, you do need to think in outfits. You need to think, how will this piece work with the rest of my wardrobe? Because most of us don't want to wear just one outfit one way. Most of us want to be able to, you know, wear, you know, this with that and something else and something else. We want versatility in our wardrobe. So therefore, if we are thinking about, say, colour and value contrast, the first thing, value contrast, so that's the difference between how light and dark your colouring is. You might want to think, well, if I want my inner colour, say if I'm generally wearing a third piece, I've got my third piece, my second piece, I'll want my inner colour could be my darkest, my slightly like my, not my ideal value, but my other main contrast, and the outer colour to be my ideal value. So ideal value relating to your hair colour. So if you have dark hair, I'd be looking for more of your outer pieces to be in the same value as your ideal value, your hair colour. So that value, how light or dark that is. So particularly for jackets, coats, cardigans, those sorts of outer layers that we wear over the top. In summer, I'd actually been looking for more of my tops to be in my ideal value, because we're generally not wearing that third piece as much. So when I'm not adding that third piece on, I'd be looking for more of my tops to be in a similar value to my ideal value. And then I'm thinking about, well, what are they going with? So if my jackets are in my ideal value, then I want to put my under, my tops in winter or autumn, or spring, where I might be wearing that layer, to be my skin value, say. So how light or dark my skin is. So thinking about that, I will relate those things together. So yeah, absolutely, when you're buying pieces for your wardrobe, you need to think of your wardrobe as a whole. You need to think, what's this item going to go with? Does it work on a whole with my contrast and value? you know, my colour contrast, my value contrast, my ideal value, as well as does the colour work for me? Because this is one of the things, when I started doing colour analysis, I remember myself thinking, I just have to buy things in my colours and it's all, I'm going to look amazing. And I remember buying and putting on an outfit that was all in my colours. And I remember looking in the mirror and thinking, but you look really bland and what's going on? And then it was when contrast really struck me. It was looking in that mirror that day where I realized I had no value contrast. And at the time, I had the black hair. And so I needed a high value contrast. And it was only then when I was looking in the mirror going, what is it about my coloring that's not being reflected in this outfit? I realized I didn't have that value contrast. And the minute I went and popped on a white cami, and I just even had a little bit of white cami showing through, it wasn't a lot. You don't need a lot to create contrast necessarily. You just need something to create that contrast. That's when I suddenly went, now it works. Contrast is so important when we're putting our outfits together. So it's not just about the colours, you are correct this. And this is why I think I go on and on about value contrast and colour contrast so much, because it actually has one of the biggest impacts about whether the outfit looks right or wrong on us. And this is why I think many people who've had colour analysis think, well, it doesn't work. It's because they weren't given this extra information on how to put the outfits together for them. This is why it's so important. So yes, as you are thinking about buying things, thinking about, you know, I would say, particularly in your upper body, thinking about, you know, what's my ideal value? How light or dark should more of my pieces be? How am I going to create that contrast? And so therefore, you know, so it might be I have light tops and darker or medium, you know, jackets or something if I've got a medium or higher value contrast, or if I've got a light ideal value, I might think, well, my jackets and outer layers on the better are to be better to be lighter, and my tops can be that little bit darker. It could be that way around, depending on how your what your value contrast is and what your color contrast is. So, yeah, absolutely. So if I'm just wearing neutrals, do I need to bring some color in? You know, do I need to, you know, wear something more monochromatic? Do I need to wear something more analogous? All those questions come into it. So it is good to think about these things. And particularly when you're buying prints and patterns, to think about buying them in the right value and color contrasts for you, because that just makes it easy. It's a one piece thing and you don't have to think about it too much. Hopefully that helps you. Okay, let's have a look at our next question. Oh, can I get the piece of paper open? It's sticking together. There we go. Beth said, I don't want to go grey, so what colours can I dye my hair? Ah, how long is a piece of string, Beth? So this is a bit of a, you know, kind of question that really relates back to what is my colour palette? I always think when I'm thinking about, you know, if somebody says, what are the best colours to dye my hair? It's, first of all, it must relate to the undertone of your colouring. You will look so much better when your hair colour relates to your colouring. What you'll tend to find is, you know, people look quite flushed and pink and ruddy. Often it's because their hair colour doesn't suit them in the way it should. It might be too warm for them. Even if they have warm colouring, the colour might be too warm for them. Or it can make you look really kind of washed out and tired. That often is when the hair colour is too cool for you. It can be too dark, and that's because it's like, and too stark. And this is often when the skin has softened down, so we're going grey, the skin's softened down, we're dyeing our hair to a colour that our skin can't really handle anymore. It's too bright. So have a look. The best way to think about colours is have a look at the neutral colours in your palette. When you're dyeing your hair, it should go with both all the colours in your palette. So you want to be able to wear the colours in your palette with your clothes. And also it should relate to those neutrals. So because then you'll find that it works for you much better. And I always recommend, and I have got a video blog post about this, which I will link to, where you get, you know, go to the hairdresser and look at the colours on your skin and say, well, that's the kind of colour I'm after. Now, hair may or may not do what you want it to do too, because there's a lot of science, and this is where hairdressers spend years learning this science of how to turn, you know, your hair into a different colour. So then it is, what will your hair do? And this is why, particularly for stuff like blonde, I would say don't do it at home, because it can go so wrong. I've seen some terrible blondes done at home. particularly if you're cooler. Very, very hard to get a good, cool blonde at home because the packet mixes that you get generally don't, they're not kind of strong enough because they don't want you to burn and break your hair off. So they generally aren't strong enough to sometimes lift it the number of levels into the shade that you want. If you just have got brown hair and I need to add a bit more brown, that's usually not so hard. Or if I've got a kind of mousy brown, dark blonde hair, it's not too hard to shift that a few shades, a couple of shades lighter, a couple of shades darker. That's usually not too hard. But if I've got really dark hair and I want to take it to really light, don't try that at home. If I've got really light hair and I want to take it really dark, that can also be a little bit tricky because there's all sorts of different things. Particularly if you have dyed your hair before, the hair dye will react with what's already underneath, all those sorts of things, and your hair has natural pigments under that and underneath, and they are going to be exposed and then they will interact with the dyes. So it's not the easiest thing to do necessarily, particularly if you want to move a long way away from where your hair color is. But if you're talking to your hairdresser about what to do, do think about like taking your color swatch, making sure that the colors you're looking at work with the swatch, and then you'll have, and also have a look at those on your face, next to your face, and see whether they do actually work for you. That is really the easiest thing to do, is have a look at the colors on your skin and see if you like them or not. So there you go. Hope those answers have helped you when you're thinking about your colors and style and putting your wardrobe together and what color to dye my hair, all those sorts of questions. Please do email me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Also, too, if you'd like to know what colours suit you so you can actually even think about dyeing your hair, come along, join my 7 Steps to Style program, and you can get a colour analysis part of that, or just come and have an online colour analysis with me. You can find that at my website, bespokeimage.com.au. And 7 Steps to Style you can find on insideoutstyleblog.com. So please do let me know what questions you have. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.